Accidents can happen in the blink of an eye, and we need to be ready and prepared with a proper blood supply here in Pennsylvania. Every 3 seconds, there is a patient in need, and one unit can save several lives. Victims of trauma, surgery patients, and organ transplant recipients all need blood to stay alive. Despite achievements in research and technology, there is no medical substitute or replacement for human blood. Volunteers provide nearly all of our nation's available blood supply. But according to Miller Keystone Blood Center and my senatorial district, over 50% of the U.S. population are eligible to donate blood. So that's 50% of our population is eligible to donate blood, yet only 5% actually do. As we close out the month of January, and whether winter bears down on us or not, Mr. President, blood centers across Pennsylvania are having difficulty keeping an adequate supply of blood. The giving season of the holidays may be over now, but the demand still remains. There is a rise in blood demand due to illness, accidents from inclement weather, and hazardous roads, which is the reason why I continue to introduce snow and ice legislation to protect all motorists as well. I believe that education is key to providing a long-term solution for the blood banks and statewide centers. We need to ensure that their supplies do not dwindle, especially during these trying winter months. A half hour spent donating a pint of blood can save the lives of 3 people. We need to let more people know that fact. We need to educate our children in this commonwealth about donating, because for many, this is literally a matter of life and death. This resolution, Mr. President, is simply about taking the time, just taking some little time, to donate a pint of blood. It's about giving back to our community and bringing people together to help one another.